When a person goes against the public narrative set by the government and the media, they are usually called conspiracy theorists, a negative term that is used to discredit anyone who questions authority and refuses to obey. Throughout the years, this term has been used by the media to silence anyone who isn't obeying and doing as the media and government instructs them to do. Usually, when the media calls someone a conspiracy theorist, they are shunned by society and seen as crazy nutjobs or just paranoid. But when labeling someone a conspiracy theorist doesn't work in stopping people from listening to them, they then make sure to silence them by finding a way to arrest them, or even worse, eliminating them altogether. That's exactly what happened to William Cooper. He said too much and paid the price for it. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be telling the story of Bill Cooper. Let's get right into it. William Cooper started his life like every other American. He was a God-fearing man who wanted to be a part of something that he thought would bring good to the world. He was born in a military family that often moved around a lot. This is what led him to join the military at the age of 19 in the year 1962. While a part of the military, Cooper seemed to prosper, as he was part of the United States Navy, the Air Force, and eventually became Naval Intelligence. This is where everything changed for William, as he discovered something that changed his perspective and made him realize things aren't what they appear. While working in Naval Intelligence, he discovered what he first believed were secret documents that proved government dealings with extraterrestrials. After seeing this, he began to further investigate the government from within. This didn't go well for him, as he ended up being discharged from the military back in 1975. After being discharged, William tried to live his life as if he hadn't seen what he saw. He joined a junior college in California and then found work in the school system. While he tried to pretend like everything was normal, eventually he decided it was time to speak out. This all led to him speaking out about what he discovered in the military on a UFO message board in 1988. On the message board, Cooper claimed that in 1966, he was serving abroad the USS Tyrol when he and fellow Navy personnel witnessed a metal craft larger than a football field repeatedly enter and exit the water. Cooper claimed he was instructed by superiors to never speak out about the incident. After this, Cooper became very active in the UFO community, as he would begin to speak out about his belief in their existence and their plans with the government. This would eventually lead to Cooper dropping the book that made him famous amongst the UFO community and the truth-seeking community. William released his now-famous book called Behold a Pale Horse back in 1991. This book became a bestseller and brought way more attention to William's theories and beliefs. Eventually, William kept on digging, hoping to find the truth, and he eventually discovered that he was looking at it all wrong. Williams realized it wasn't aliens that were the problem. It was secret societies that were running the country. He discovered information that led him to believe that his beliefs in aliens were all planted by these shadowy elites, realizing that the real problems were the Freemason and the other occult secret societies like them. He then shifted his focus from trying to reveal the existence of aliens to exposing the real enemy. William began exposing Masonry and its connection to Luciferianism, revealing that the aliens the government was working with weren't beings from another planet, but from the spiritual world. Essentially, they were demons. William then began to dig into the death of President John F. Kennedy. He revealed that Kennedy wasn't taken out by Lee Harvey Oswald, but instead he was eliminated in a plan orchestrated by the secret societies that run the US. William believed that Kennedy was a threat against the Federal Reserve and other plans that would further the New World Order. So because he wouldn't play ball, they made him go away, like they do to anyone who refuses to follow orders. While these ideas are rather common now, back in the 90s, this was seen as too controversial. Eventually, William started hiring spies to join Masonic lodges and spy on the secret societies from the inside. I actually covered one of the interviews he gave on my channel. You guys can watch that after this video. William wasn't holding back, and he was seemingly making himself a target of the very people he was exposing. What William Cooper was teaching was that the Freemasons and other secret societies were actively rolling out their plans to establish a new world order. He believed this new world order was going to be composed of a one-world government with a global currency and a new atheist Luciferian self-worshipping religion that would be controlled by the Masonic Order. In 1998, the authorities charged William with tax evasion and attempted to serve him with a warrant several times, but he kept on evading authorities as he believed they weren't after him due to taxes, but to silence him. In the 2000s, William made the top fugitive list and became a most wanted criminal, which is strange, as I've never heard of a person making the top fugitive list over tax evasion. If that was the case, there would be so many rich people on that list, as rich people love evading taxes. In June 2001, just months before 9/11, Bill Cooper made some very interesting predictions regarding Osama bin Laden. He claimed that Osama was going to be blamed for an attack on the U.S. population. Here's the audio of him making that prediction.
Supposedly, a CNN reporter found Osama bin Laden, took a television camera crew with him, went into Osama bin Laden's hideout, interviewed him and his top leadership, his top lieutenants and colonels and generals in their hideout. This is a CNN reporter with a camera crew. And he came out and told everybody, within 3 weeks, Osama bin Laden is going to attack the United States and Israel. Now, don't you think that's kind of strange, folks? You see, because the largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years, and can't find him. A reporter from CNN and his little camera crew got in to Osama bin Laden's secret hideout and conducted an interview. If you don't believe me, tune into CNN. They're probably running it right now as I'm speaking. And if you believe it, you are one of the stupidest jerks that ever lived on the face of this earth. And whatever is going to happen that they're going to blame on Osama bin Laden, don't you even believe it. When in hell are all you people going to wake up?
Just 3 months later, the infamous 9/11 attacks took place, and just as William stated, Osama was accused of being behind the attack. Strangely, William was able to predict such an attack so accurately. This only made people see a lot of his past statements as possibly being true. Something else William ended up predicting was his own demise. As in this audio, William eerily predicts his own death when he claimed that he would be taken out by authorities.
The worst thing that our enemies can ever create is a martyr. Any move to hurt me in any manner whatsoever that would not be a legitimate method or a legitimate outcome of some legitimate endeavor will be met with martyrdom. While I don't really want to be a martyr, if that's what history chooses for me to be, then I will be that martyr. But our enemies, they're not stupid. They try to come at you in a way that will demonize you in the eyes of the American public or the public of the world, so that whatever they do will seem to be legitimate. But my knowledge of the law has stymied them in that respect, because I've challenged them on every issue and they have defaulted. And so they're betting that some local sheriff's deputy or local police officer is going to arrest me, in which case if they attempt that, or they'll have to shoot me. That's what the federal government is counting on. Then they can really demonize me by saying I murdered some police officer who was doing something he should never have been doing in the first place and was actually the one committing the crime against me. And I know all of you are scratching your head because you've been taught so many lies all your life. You think this is absolute total bullshit, but it's the absolute, complete, and total truth. They're not going to let me get away with doing this forever. For the day they come to put me in prison or kill me, we'll all know that for sure, because it will happen sometime in the future. I don't know exactly when, but it will. And I've known that from the beginning.
William was now gaining even more respect for speaking out, as he was obviously onto something. Unfortunately, this is when things took a turn for the worse. In November 2001, William Cooper was taken out by authorities in front of his own home. According to the multiple accounts, the authorities drove up to his property in Arizona and parked down the road from his home. The officers were there allegedly serving William with a warrant for tax evasion and for allegedly assaulting one of his neighbors, though this part was never proven. The two officers that parked down the street from his home were dressed in plain clothes and began to make loud noises to try to lure William out of his home. William heard all this noise, jumped in his car, and drove down to investigate it. Quickly realizing it was plainclothes officers in a truck, he turned his vehicle around, only to be blocked off by another police officer. William attempted to drive around the officer and made it to his driveway before attempting to run inside of his home. Now, there are two different stories of what happened next. According to mainstream media, William then pulled out his weapon and discharged at the officer striking one, which made the other officers unload into William until he was gone. Other accounts claim that's not what happened at all, and that the officers unloaded at him first when he was trying to run back in his home. He then turned around and returned fire, striking one of the officers and then being taken out by the other. Either way, the authorities lured him into his demise, just like he had predicted not long before it happened. In my eyes, it was clear. This seemed like a hit and a plan to silence the man who wouldn't stop exposing the truth. Just like William claimed, the media made him appear like a monster who tried to take out police officers who were just doing their job. Just like that, a warrior for the truth was silenced and the lie stayed alive. Now, 24 years after his death, it now seems that William was way ahead of his time, as now we can see the Masonic plans unfolding right in front of us. They called him a conspiracy theorist for telling the truth to discredit him, just like they do to me and others who are trying to wake up the masses. God tells us in Ephesians 5:11 through 15 to take no part in the unfruitful work of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. That's what William did, and that's what I believe God has given me purpose to do as well. Now let's take a look at some of the things William Cooper spoke on and he tried to expose. William Cooper exposed that Masons were Luciferians, amongst many other things.
The most recent example was there were posts about Pat Buchanan running for president on the internet. And I merely left a simple little statement stating that Pat Buchanan belonged to the Knights of Malta, and as a member of the Knights of Malta, has taken an oath of absolute obedience to the order and to the Pope. I also made the statement that the Knights of Malta is recognized by all countries in the world as an independent sovereign nation, not just an organization or a secret order, but a nation. As a member of the Knights of Malta, I said, Pat Buchanan carries a diplomatic passport for this nation of the Knights of Malta. The Knights of Malta are also well known, it's no secret, the militia of the Pope. They have two sworn allegiances, and nothing else can go over or supersede these allegiances. The first is absolute and total obedience to the order, and the second is absolute and total obedience to the Pope. When the Vatican feels that the Pope is in some special danger, or that the Vatican itself is in some special danger, the Swiss mercenary guard that is normally employed to guard the Pope and the Vatican is dismissed, and the Knights of Malta take position as the guards of the Pope and the Vatican. As a member of the Knights of Malta, Pat Buchanan could be called upon to perform this function. So I merely posed a question. Shouldn't the President of the United States have allegiance only to the United States of America and to God? And to no other country, no other person, no other organization, and no other nation? Well, I made this post very nicely, in very nice language. I made my point very well and was viciously attacked from all sides. Now, it's noteworthy that every single person who attacked me was a Freemason or a member of the Mormon Church. I had said nothing about religion, only oaths. Only oaths. But this time, I'm going to stay there. And I don't care what happens, come hell or high water, I'm going to stay there. And I'm going to continue to rub it in their nose. And this time, I'm not going to leave the net, like I have been used to doing. I backed up every post I've made with facts. When I didn't give facts, I gave sources or references. And when I didn't do that, I told people it is very easy to find the information. Please go do it. I even challenged these Freemasons who said that there's nothing wrong with taking an oath to the Freemasonic Lodge and it would not hinder their ability to function as President of the United States. I challenged them to quote those oaths in public on that list on the net, and they refused. They refused because they're lying. They also take an oath that says rather than reveal the truth, they must remain silent or lie. One of the oaths, which I have in my possession, states that these people have to give shelter and aid to any brother Freemason, no matter what they have done or what trouble they are in, unless and except they have committed murder or treason. Anything else, they have to protect them. Also, there's an oath that says they have to refrain, and I'm paraphrasing it, refrain from wives. All other daughters and wives are fair game. I have copies of these oaths. This is not some imaginatory fantasy that I'm flighting off in. And so do many other researchers. And then later, as you get way up in the higher degrees of the Scottish Rite and the York Rite, there's another oath that says you must shelter and hide and give aid to a brother, even if he has committed murder or treason. And it also says that if any brother of the order of the Royal Arc degree is running for political office, you must vote for that brother. You cannot vote for anyone else. And the oaths demand absolute obedience to the lodge and to the master of the lodge. And that is why they will not quote the oaths. And you see, when you're on a computer net, they can hide behind their computers. Nobody knows who these people are. They can hide behind their computers and lash out. And when they can't deal with the facts or will not deal with the facts, they make personal attacks. I just read a post that was sent to me a few minutes ago. Rather than deal with the facts that I had posted and argue a valid, intelligent argument, to present one's case logically and reasonably with facts and sources. And there's a reason that people are like this, because people, for the most part, are mindless sheep. The Illuminati are absolutely correct. I have discovered this. It has been one of the greatest disappointments of my life to discover that most people, the people that I have been battling for, the people that I have laid my life down for you can be sure that when the New World Order comes into power, my life is forfeit for the work that I have done. It has been the greatest disappointment to find out that they are absolutely right about most of what they call the masses. Whenever you hear somebody use that term, they're usually one of them. Are nothing but cattle, sheep, mindless animals, stakes on the table and beasts of burden by choice and consent. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. It's because from the beginning people are taught to be stupid, taught not to think, not to challenge, taught not to ask questions. Why is it that we are told when we are young that we have to go to high school and go to work for somebody? Why aren't we taught anything about money in high school? Why aren't we told that we don't have to go to work for somebody, that we can go out and begin a business of our own and not be dependent upon other people? Why aren't we taught to think properly, to question everything as we are supposed to do? What happened to Socrates? What happened to Aristotle? Where are they when we need them? Why is it that you think you have to marry the cheerleader and have 2.5 kids, buy a brand new Chevy, mow the lawn every weekend? Who says these things have to be, and why do you eat it up? That's what I want to know. Why do you think that just because you belong to an organization, you must defend it rather than question it, especially when you don't know anything about it? And I'm talking to all you stupid, absolutely empty-headed Freemasons out there who joined an organization you didn't know anything about because you were proselytized by a friend or a business acquaintance. And don't tell me you weren't, because that's the only way Freemasonry ever gets members. Nobody even knows it exists until somebody comes along and pats you on the shoulder and says, "John, we've been friends for 4 years. It's about time you joined the lodge." Oh, and I know you all say you don't proselytize and you don't go out and recruit members or seek new members, and you are liars. You haven't gone through all the degrees yet. And I can assure you that even if you're a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, there are degrees over you. For beyond that degree, they disappear behind what is called the veil. See, I know more about your order and your lodge than most of you ever will if you live to be 210. You don't even understand most of your own ceremonies. You just go through them because that's what you got to do to get the next degree and be loved by your brothers. You are part of a subversive organization that is destroying this country from within. You see, this country is not being destroyed by some invading army. It's being destroyed exactly as our forefathers said could be the only way that it would be destroyed, and that is from within.
Now, before I end this video, I have to mention the war between William Cooper and Alex Jones. William called Alex Jones controlled opposition in the show.
Later, when I found out who Alex Jones was and what he was doing to the truth, and how, what a cowardly liar and sensationalist he really is, every time he called me after that, I have always refused to appear on his broadcast. Absolutely refused to lend him any credibility whatsoever by appearing on his broadcast. And that made him very angry. I've also revealed him for the lying sensationalist bull he is by every once in a while bringing to your attention the lies and the deceit and the rumors that he spreads over the airwaves that are not good for any of us, and they're not good for the nation.
I honestly believe this because of not only how he acts, but I've heard him say out of his own mouth that many of his own family members are Freemasons. I also saw a while back, and I can't find it anymore, a video of one of Jones' own content hosts admitting he was a 32nd degree Mason right on the show. Alex Jones and William Cooper beefed, but after William's passing, Jones only had good things to say about him. Now, while I don't necessarily agree with everything Cooper said and taught, I still feel like he was a truth teller in its ultimate form. Someone who risked it all to expose the truth, no matter the consequence. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.